Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is our midweek special. This is our midweek podcast. It talks about all the different little things that we're not going to get to the show this weekend, and we sure didn't get to last weekend. This is where we play kind of a little bit of catch-up from time to time, and we talk about all the inner happenings of what's going out there in the world and talk about all those different things. Thanks for joining us. We've got a little fun one today. I wanted to talk about a couple things. One, first off, make sure that you like, follow all those things when you're on social media with us, because we've got a lot of great things happening. So pay attention to Facebook, pay attention to Twitter, Instagram, all those different things for Around the House with Eric G. But take a look over to Around the House Online, because right now we've got a tool giveaway. So head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. That's our Facebook page. Go down right below the picture of my mug there with my arms crossed. You'll see the big red banner across there that's huge. Takes up about a third of your page. Free tools. Thanks to Black & Decker, we decided to get a homeowner's kind of entry-level toolkit going. So this is for that new renter or homeowner out there. We'll be shipping it anywhere in the continental United States to you. So this is for them only, unfortunately, because some of the stuff with batteries and stuff gets to be kind of hard to ship. So this is going to be out for everybody. So make sure, sign up over there. You're going to go over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Click on the Find Out More button. That'll take you to our AM860, The Answer, our flagship station, radio station page. That's where the contest is hosted. I'm not going to give you this long 32 hashtag slash thing to get over there. Just go to Around the House Online, and we got a link that'll take you right over to the page there, and that'll get you going. So first off, there's that. Second off, I wanted to kind of give an update on building materials, because, you know, I have seen some serious issues with our building material shortages out there, and we've got a ton of those. And I mean, I've been shocked going into the home centers and lumber yards and seeing what they have and what they don't. And I'm just pulling open between that and the prices. Holy smoke. So my buddy in Seattle popped into a major lumber yard up there, and he does a lot of business with these guys, so he gets a pretty good price. For him, 2x4 by 92 and 5/8, number two and better kiln dried. $786 a stud. Plus, he's got to pay almost 9% sales tax on it, too, if he's paying tax. So it's crazy to see, you know, stud prices twice what they were months ago. And so be really careful out there. If you're planning that project, I know a lot of people out there that were building garages, doing additions, thinking about building new homes. And I know those lumber prices are causing, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 price increases on their lumber packages. Huge deal. So be careful with that. Now, I've heard an argument out there that, and I did some research on, whenever I hear an argument, I go, okay, let's take a look, and I dive into it. And some of the arguments, not so much on this show, but I've heard it in the media, well, once we get the thing straightened around with Canada, we can bring more Canadian lumber in. Well, why don't you jump over to the Canadian news, and they're saying the same thing with their lumber shortage. Hey, guys, as soon as we can get this thing fixed here with trade between the Canada and U.S. here on lumber, we'll be able to fix our lumber shortage because USA can send us over lumber. So guess what? If we're depending on Canada to fix our lumber problem, it ain't going to happen, folks. Just like in Canada, if you're waiting on us to fix your lumber problem, ain't going to happen, folks. That shortage is bad, and with the fires here on the West Coast, and I know plenty of lumber, you know, I can't tell you how many mills that I saw that had parts of their property on fire here in Oregon. And with the thousands of buildings got taken down in Oregon, Washington, and California, and then we've got a couple hurricanes that have hit, I think we're spring before we see any relief. And then I hope, fingers crossed, that we actually get some more mills opened up out there and get some of this stuff going, because we've got a really big problem out there with supply and demand. Right now, there is so much demand, there is no supply. And hopefully, some of these smaller mills and some of these towns have been closed for a number of years, because really out here in the West, those lumber mills have been closing and closing and closing and not opening back up. I have seen more of them close over the last 15, 20 years. And we need those things back open because we don't have the capacity that we once had. And now all of a sudden we realize that, oh, we need to have that. So hopefully some of these lumber companies out there, hopefully there's still machinery in those empty steel buildings. And we can get some of these lumber mills going again, because we do have a huge shortage of materials out there. And like I said, you know, with COVID putting homeowners on doing DIY projects marked up with low capacity due to COVID, and then just not having enough lumber mills, we've got some big problems out there. So I really want you to pay attention to that out there. That is one of those big things that I think is going to be a big headline going into fall and winter, because that's going to keep our house prices up, because we're not going to have as many new homes being built. You know, I was talking with Julie yesterday. We were driving by the neighbor's house over here. They tore it down to put a big, you know, million-dollar house in. And they have seemed to have been fighting lumber shortages on that project, because that thing should have been framed 2 weeks ago and had roofing on it. But I watched them here Labor Day weekend. They poured concrete right before that, started framing. And these guys usually crank these things up. But, you know, we've had some smoke this last week, so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on that, that maybe the smoke kept them down. But I tell you what, I've never seen weather and outside conditions slow a framing team down. So I'm looking at it going, okay, they do have some lumber on the ground now, so I'm going to assume that they're going to be out there in the next couple days. But they've only got first four framed, and they have not been cranking along on this thing. And I think, you know, when you go over to the job site and you're walking past it, walking the dog, and you see no lumber on the ground, you kind of know what the problem is. And I think they're just waiting for that to happen. And, of course, you know, building a home right now is going to be expensive. So just keep an eye out on that out there, guys. That's going to be one of those things that are going to be pretty crazy. So coming up this weekend on Around the House, we're going to be talking a little more about that tool giveaway, so don't forget that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about indoor air quality, because now that our smoke here in the Northwest and West Coast is hitting New York, I think everybody's getting a little bit of our share of smoke out there. And so what are we going to talk about? A little indoor air quality and making sure that you've got things buttoned up tight. It's going to save you money anyway. But if you've got smoke coming inside your house, that tells me that you've got an air leak someplace. Or you might need to change a filter in your ERV system in your house. Or you've just got some things to get buttoned up. So we're going to talk about that, including changing that wool pile weather stripping in your windows. That was a hot subject this week here in the Northwest. And then I'm going to talk about my five top tips for bathroom remodels. How not to make it go badly. This is going to be like last week where we had my top five averting disasters. We're going to give for kitchens. We're going to do that for bathrooms this weekend. And then we're going to talk about some little tips on fixing up the fireplace. Now that we're getting into kind of that, what I would call our, you know, our fall winter season here for all of you out there that have a fireplace, that could be such a cool little place. And I'm going to talk about the logistics about doing that, how to safely do it, how to take that mantle down carefully, and how you want to go about that process. Because there's been a few questions about that, about what's the right way to do that. And we'll answer those questions for you and tell you the right way to do it. Because there's some right ways and some wrong ways. And if you do it wrong, You're doing it backwards, and it's going to cost you money. It's not going to look as good, too. So, and you got to think about it. If you're putting tile up against, you know, heat, you want to make sure that you're doing that correctly. And we're keeping the stuff that burns away from that thing. So those are all those things that we want to get dialed in and make sure you're doing good. So we've got all that coming up. And then we're going to have some fun shows coming up here in the future to stay tuned for. We've got some great guests that I've got scheduled. One that is really cool on the design side that is going to be calling in here, I think, maybe next week internationally. So we've got some big stuff coming up with some really cool features as well. So stay tuned for that. I was just talking to Skip Bedell the other day from, if you remember him from Catch a Contractor with Adam Carolla, him and Allie, his wife. We're putting together something with him. He's a good friend. We'll be putting him on here as well. He's got some stuff he wants to talk about as well. And then we're going to talk to a bunch of different people out there from, the air conditioning and plumbing to, we've got a lot of different guests coming up. So stay tuned. We've got a fun fall ahead of us. We're actually going to be putting our foot back even on the gas harder. So stay tuned for all of that. Hey, make sure you head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and check out that free tool giveaway of the Black & Decker kit that we're putting. We've got a nice big kit of tools for Black & Decker over there that we're giving away. So make sure you hit that on the way out the door. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. That's it for today. I'll be a little late today on the online thing with on Facebook because I'm heading off to give a seminar for the National Association of Home Builders. Have a great rest of the week. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.